If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, what's so darn funny? We'll find out. We'll get into it in just a bit. Because right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff, for today?
This goes out to these churches, these pastors that, you know, we get dressed, we get to church, and then y'all ain't preaching on the Sunday that we get there. And it's really aggravating sometimes. It really is. It really is. Y'all need to send a text out, a memo, or something. When y'all ain't preaching that day, give us some notice on that. That's not cool. For us to get completely dressed. Yeah. And then you got somebody in there who you know can't preach.
Yeah.
You
everybody don't want to hear Reverend Howard. Everybody don't want to hear Reverend Howard.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Reverend Howard.
His message. What is he talking about?
We're going to have a guest appearance from Reverend Howard this morning.
What?
What? Reverend Howard would be here to deliver the word.
And where's the word coming from? What
oh,
way you coming from?
Don't worry about that.
Man. I've seen it too. You ain't lying, man.
So the title of this is I Want My Money Back. I want
what?
I want my money back. I do. I do.
I'm tired of it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, your tithe. Oh, okay.
Tithes, love, all everything. I want all of it. I want it back. It did not go the way I want. I want my money back. I think churches are ready to give us I want a church refund. What's wrong with that?
Of your tithes. Okay.
Of my tithes. Yeah. Tithe, love offering, whatever it is. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
I need to speak to Sister Felicia.
Okay, who is this?
This right here is Glenn, all right? This is Glenn.
Okay,
I need to talk, this is Brother Glenn. Can I speak to Sister Felicia, but I have some please.
Okay, sir. How did you get my number?
I got your number from one of the deacons at the church.
Okay, what deacon was that?
I don't even know the deacon name. What I'm trying to ask you, can you reimburse me for some money that I put in church on Sunday?
Okay, well, can you just calm down just a little, please, sir?
Are you the financial person at the church?
Yes, I am. So what can I do for you?
I'm trying to get my money back that I put in church on Sunday. I put $100 in church on Sunday, and I'm trying to get my $100 back.
Okay, well, did you not give from your heart?
I gave from my heart what I thought was going to happen, but it didn't happen.
Okay, help me help you. What you mean what didn't happen? What didn't happen, sir?
Okay, pastor wasn't there. Pastor was not there on Sunday, and y'all had this minister come in who I didn't like him at all, but the offering was before he even got up to preach. So I didn't already gave my offering, which was $100, and then I didn't even know Pastor wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So here I am giving $100. I'm thinking, I know I'm going to get the word when Pastor there. But y'all put this dude up. He coming from, don't nobody come from the book of Ruth no more. He was at Ruth, Leviticus. He was all over the place. I want to get my $100 back. I ain't giving to that.
Sir, do you not read the bulletin? I mean, how often do you even come to church?
I come to church often. I mean, what that's got to do with anything?
Well, if you would come a little often and read the bulletin, sir, you would have known that Pastor took a vacation.
He took a vacation. So everybody knew he wasn't going to be there?
Yes, sir. The regulars, the people that come regularly to church, they know that, sir.
Okay, well, I ain't know that. So I need to get my money back.
Okay, what I need you to do, though, is calm down.
I'm calm. I'm just trying to say I want to get my $100. I'm not giving that sermon I got on Sunday. I'm not giving no $100 for that.
Well, sir, I cannot give you $100 back, okay? We don't do no refund checks. I can't do that. Okay, I have to wait till Pastor get back in because two people have to sign the checks. I can't even do that for you, sir. Matter of fact, I'm not even at work right now.
Okay, so how am I going to get my $100 back?
Okay, sir, why don't you just call the church on tomorrow and then we can go from there, okay?
I'm not calling the church tomorrow. I tell you what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come up there tomorrow, and you're going to give me my $100. Either it's in a check or it's in cash. But you, Sister Felicia Patterson, you're going to give me my damn money.
Did you just cuss me?
I just told you that come tomorrow, I'm coming up there to get my damn $100, whether it's in a check.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening. Happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only, price and participation vary, terms apply.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to Season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or whether it's in cash. I don't care what it's in.
Let me tell you something, sir. You ain't getting nothing from us. How dare you call here and cuss me asking for some money back? You don't matter. You're giving your money from your heart. It doesn't matter who up there preaching the word of God. You give because you love God. But have you ever thought to me like this? I'll strip you naked. You know what? You better be glad this ain't 20 years ago because I'd have cussed you from A to Z. But thank God that he saved me because, you know what? I ain't going to cuss you. But I tell you what I will do, young man. Whenever I see you, what you say your name is again? What's your name?
I'm Brother Glenn.
Brother Glenn, when I see you, I'm going to give you the rap for the fellowship. Do you hear me? Come on, say something. Because that's how you treat God's people. You have been talking to me ignorant since I picked up the phone. You ain't say, hi, ma'am. How you doing, ma'am? Can you help me, ma'am? No, you just start cussing and hollering at me. You don't talk to people like that. You don't even sound like a Christian. Christians don't do that. Do you hear me, boy? Now, you want something from people, you ask. That's what the word said. You have not because you ask not. You don't call here hollering at me. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Come call here cussing at me. Oh, Lord, help me.
Sister Felicia, can I say something? I mean, I just want to say something else to you, if you don't mind. Can I say something?
You can't say nothing to me. But do you know what you need to do? Go get you some manners.
Yes, ma'am. But it's one more thing I just wanted to say to you.
Ain't no one more thing.
Okay, but I just wanted to tell you this, Sister Felicia. I wanted
tell
to tell
what?
You.
Tell me what? I told you. You ain't got nothing to tell me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I want to say this, though. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend, Sister Doris, got me to prank phone call you. Sister Felicia.
Oh, my God. Woo. I am going to get Doris. Oh, yes, I am. Tommy, yes, I.
Hello?
Is Steve in there with you?
No, ma'am. Steve is not in here with me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need to have a private moment with Sister Doris. Yeah, it's got to be private. Can't nobody hear what I got to share with her. Yeah, it's going to just be me, her, and the Lord.
Sister Felicia, ooh. She told me, she said, my girlfriend is blessed, highly favored, saved. And she said, I want you to see if you can push her butt. Sister Felicia, you wrote it out. I'm going to tell you. But let me ask you something, though. 20 years ago, you it'd have been a little different.
Oh, 20 years ago, I'd have picked you up and dropped you back down. Looked at you and walked over you after I got through cussing you out. But that was 20 years ago. Ooh, thank the Lord for deliverance.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord, my legs still shaking. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord.
Hey, let me ask you something, Sister Felicia. I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Ooh, I must say the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh, yeah, you got me. Oh, Lord, you got me.
I know I ain't the only one be feeling that when Pastor don't show up. I know I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That's why they don't tell you. That is why they don't tell you. Because they know you're not allowed to leave.
They know church going
to
be empty. Mm-hmm. I got a lot going on. Let's see what we got. A night of love and laughter. This is basically your Valentine's weekend, Friday, February the 10th. I will be at the Embassy Theater, Nephew Tommy and Friends, along with a special guest of Life Jennings. That's the love and the laughter. See, I bring the laughter. He going to bring the love. Nephew Tommy and Friends, February the 10th. That's Friday, Embassy Theater, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets. Boy, Wayne, boy,
with Kevin,
you know about that?
Snickers Comedy Bar, first TV show Thursday nights. Nobody saw it.
Nobody what?
A career ending show.
All right,
careers go to die.
no. All right. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, what is so darn funny? We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.